What are some of the most common questions you get from surgeons about management of patients with DCIS?
I think as surgeons, we are struggling with this concept of over-treatment, right? So we know that many of these women will never go on to get invasive breast cancer, and we'd love to be able to predict who will and who won't so that we could tailor our therapies and spare some of the morbidity for these women. A challenge that we have is we know that when DCIS is diagnosed on core needle biopsy, we know that there's about a 15% rate that they will actually be found to have invasive disease when they go to surgery, even just for simple excision. And so some of the studies coming out now of randomizing women to observation alone for DCIS versus standard therapy give some people pause, because we know that some of those women in the observation-only arm will in fact have invasive cancer that is undiagnosed. But having said that, we also know that there are lots of invasive cancers that if they went undiagnosed would probably not cause patients a problem either. And so we just come back to this real need and desire to even further our understanding of the biology of some of these more indolent lesions so that we can continue to tailor our therapies and continue to move towards that less is more philosophy. But it's a challenging time for us because, you know, patients want to know what their options are. There's a lot of attention around DCIS in the media, in the lay press, the concept of overtreatment, of overdiagnosis. And so it's a challenge, but it's also an opportunity for us to really try to figure out who can be spared our standard therapies.
I'm curious about the most common questions you receive from surgeons in community practice.
I think management of the lymph nodes is a very important topic for surgeons right now, really trying to define what we're comfortable with as far as sentinel node after neoadjuvant therapy in patients who were known to be node positive. Multiple groups are looking at their own experiences and adopting different techniques, such as perhaps clipping the positive node before treatment to ensure that it's removed. In the Netherlands, our colleagues are using a MARI technique where they put in a small radioactive seed into the clip node, and then they ensure that they remove that node post-treatment with the identification of the gamma probe. So I think we're going to see a lot of attention around these efforts to really understand what's safe to do in the axilla after neoadjuvant therapy. And I think it's great for our patients because, again, avoiding that extra morbidity from the node dissection is certainly a key factor for them. Here in Boston, we've recently gone to iodine-125 seeds for localization of our non-palpable lesions. Although we were doing this in New York for many, many years. We've now adopted that here in our Boston institutions, and it's really changing the way that our clinical practice goes. And so I would encourage any surgeons out there who have not yet tried I-125 seed localization for lesions to do so, because it's wonderful for patients and it's also great for your workflow.